As Republican presidential candidates prepared for yet another debate Tuesday, America's Renewable Future released what it called a midterm report card for the candidates. Organization Director Eric Branstad says they ranked 17 candidates of both parties as either good, needs work, or bad when it comes to support of ethanol and the renewable fuel standard. And 9 of them were judged to be good.
Secretary Clinton and Governor O'Malley wrote op-eds in support of it, and Senator Santorum, Governor Huckabee have toured fuel plants, and Donald Trump will do so this Thursday in Gowrie, Iowa.
Others in the good category are Bernie Sanders, Chris Christie, Lindsey Graham, and George Pataki. Falling into the needs work category are Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, and John Kasich. Branstad says the 4 remaining got bad midterm grades: Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Rand Paul, and Bobby Jindal.
These candidates have communicated opposition to the RFS and have given misinformed positions. Senator Cruz has turned his back on Iowa farmers and introduced legislation to repeal the RFS. Dr. Ben Carson told America at the GOP debate last week that he changed his mind on the issue. These are just some summaries of where these candidates either are or can go in the final report card given this January.
Derek Eden, who headed President Obama's reelection campaign in Iowa, says the goal of America's renewable future is now moving from learning where the candidates stand on the RFS to educating Iowa caucus goers about their positions.
So we want to make sure that we're employing efforts that not only urge Iowans to ask these work candidates to support the renewable fuel standard, but we're employing tactics to identify supporters of candidates on the good and bad campaigns and let them know where they stand. We will also be letting our list of over 45,000 likely caucus goers know where the good candidates are and where the bad candidates are.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.